The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network over at noodle.mx and is sponsored by me and my company, which designs stuff for you. That's right. You can hire me, your lovely, or wait, I'm the lovely Ramen Noodle, to design stuff for you, like a website, a presentation, brochures, whatever, cover art for your podcast. I can even produce a podcast for you. Check it out. I've got a portfolio over at djosephdesign.com. Or you can contact me through all of the exact same means that we share within this podcast. The same stuff goes straight to me. You can contact me and hire me to personally design stuff for you. You have a message that deserves to look great. So make your next message look or sound great by hiring me to design stuff for you. The Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by...
Are you a single frog? Do you need a date? Tired of hopping from one lily pad to another lily pad searching for love? Well, look no further. Now you can search for that special frog companion online and connect with them, avoiding all those dating costs. From the makers of GoToMeeting comes Froggy Went a Courtin'. Rid it.
It's time for the Ramen Noodle, episode 47, Moon Time.
Lonely, I am so lonely. I have nobody.
Welcome back to another fine episode of the Ramen Noodle, seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I'm your host, the Ramen Noodle, also known as Daniel Lewis. And joining me in the studio is Jeremy.
Also known as Fleagon, and the guy who never knows at which point he's supposed to take up his own introduction.
It's kind of that, what did I give that? Yeah, that's my, like, the hook that you're supposed to grab onto. Yeah.
Are you going to let me off the hook at any point?
No, you're going to stay on the hook the whole time. Dang. And we're just going to dangle you in front of some fish and see if any of them bite. Tow you on a line.
Tow you on the line.
Jeremy is available.
Oh, so. Gosh. Has tow the line been a noodleism?
No, not yet.
All right.
It could be.
Okay.
Also joining us, via Skype is our good friend. No, wait, he couldn't make it. So instead,
Eric
Fisher.
Thank you. Also known as Eric J. Fisher.
Play the monkeys.
Oh, yeah, the monkeys.
Thank you, monkeys.
How about that, Eric? You bring the monkeys out in all of us.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're talking of the late 1960s band, right?
I wasn't around then, were you?
Hey,
with the monkeys.
What? Seriously?
Yeah.
What?
The Ramen Noodle shows his youth. Because I was around then. Whatever.
Apparently you were.
Apparently. Hey, I used to watch that TV show when it was in reruns.
Yeah, like on, yeah.
What's a rerun?
What's a, oh.
Remember Back to the Future.
No, what?
Put it on my tab. Yeah. Make like a tree and
leave. Or, yes. And get out of here. That's what he said.
You got it right.
Make like a tree and get out of here or something. All right. I like the one I've heard from brother-in-law. He says, make like a church and split.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
It's like, ouch.
It's like, ouch.
It hurts because it's true.
Yeah. You know what else hurts because it's true? The economy hurts because it's true. The economy is true and it hurts. But that's why I recommend a web conferencing solution so that the economy won't have to hurt so much. Because with a web conferencing solution, it can help improve your overall business communications and efficiencies, and it's easily the most affordable way. I'm talking to you about GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix. You can reduce time on the road by presenting, training, or demonstrating online through your computer, and other people can attend the meeting through their computers wherever they are. So you don't have to spend lots of money to travel and all of this stuff and waste all of that time going places to have meetings. You can waste the time in meetings instead by having your meetings online. Our listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's like $50 offer there, $49.95. For this special offer, you must visit gotomeeting.com/techpodcasts. That's gotomeeting.com/techpodcasts for your free 30-day trial. Thank you, Citrix, for the support.
Thanks for all the privileges, I guess.
Citrix always sounds to me like it's some citrus-based sugary flavor soda water or pop, depending upon what region you live in.
But
I always hear it and I'm like, I could go for some Citrix right now.
And maybe that will be the next way that I advertise tasty online meetings with
wow.
Citrix.
Now you have a message that deserves to taste great. And less filling.
And less filling.
Oh, it's time That's to different. Fill the episode with something else, though. It's time to fill the episode with crap from the last week.
Oh, my gosh.
So let's see what's happened in the last week.
I don't know, Daniel. Why don't you tell us what's happened in the last week?
I got married last Saturday.
So crap like that.
Hey!
Well, you started it.
That's the crappiest thing ever.
It's time to fill the episode with some crap. Hey, I got married.
He's talking about all the gifts they opened.
Oh, right.
Yeah, like we got the same blender twice, and we got towels we didn't even know we registered for. I theorize that we didn't register for them. And some really weird gifts from an uncle I didn't know existed.
Really?
I'm not used to having uncles.
That happened?
I think so.
Okay.
Theoretically.
Yeah. Yeah. It could happen. A cheese plate. Yeah. That's what we got. A really weird cheese plate from one of fiance Jenny's uncles. But she's no longer fiance Jenny.
That's right.
She's wife Jenny.
Yes.
At least by the time this episode is published.
Right.
Because, okay, disclaimer here.
Disclaimer.
These episodes are pre-recorded. While you're listening to this, I'm on my honeymoon, and I decided to take a break from my honeymoon to come and podcast.
Creepy.
What?
Yeah,
I didn't know that's what we were doing.
Yeah, is that not awkward at all?
Not at all.
Yeah. Jenny wants to go to dinner sometime soon, but I told her we need to wait because I need to get this podcast out. So, you know, our honeymoon has to go on hold for a little bit. And I need to do this podcast. That's how much I value the people.
Wow. More than your new wife.
No. But I am, no doubt, while you're listening to this, I am off and enjoying my honeymoon in a secret, undisclosed location.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Probably it's actually a bunker because you would really hate to, you know, get bombed somehow right after you get married. Wouldn't that be tragic?
That would suck.
That's the bomb.
That's the bomb, yes.
But no doubt funny stuff has happened at the wedding ceremony. And I'm sure there's a lot that I could tell. I mean, that time when, Jeremy, you as my best man, when you did that thing at the reception, that was just, I couldn't believe you wanted to show your face after that.
And the other thing during the ceremony.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with the stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At that time?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you were there too, or kind of, maybe.
And you were there. And you were there. It was a Wizard of Oz wedding. And you were there. And you were there.
And you were the ugly witch, and you were the... Oh,
wait. Oh my gosh. Wow. Who are you talking to?
I don't know.
God. Your mom.
I know. I'm trying to quit.
I'm trying to quit. I'm down to one pack of your mom jokes a day.
Pretty much.
But, yeah, I did... By the time people are hearing this downloaded, I am now married, so you have to call me Mr. the ramen noodle, because I'm now married.
When you first started saying it, I was thinking, shouldn't you have your name changed by now?
Yeah, this is now the Mr. The Ramen Noodle Podcast. But okay. Some other funny things have happened that I can share, actual, like, real life
real things that aren't lies.
I got a question here. How come when you change your name, you add a Mr., but fiance Jenny doesn't add Noodle anywhere into her name whatsoever?
Well, that's what you think is not happening, but it actually is. She just doesn't know it yet.
Actually, she...
Or she does now, but
she doesn't like noodles.
Oh.
Yeah.
She loves them. Cricket.
Sad cricket. Oh, God.
Sad cricket. Yeah. I was just cricket sad. Cricket. Cricket. Mm-hmm. Cricket. Mm-hmm. Okay, something that happened funny is...
Funny?
Yeah. I was in a museum...
Hilarious.
Okay, Jeremy, you're
were you on display?
No,
good,
I wasn't. But in this museum, they have all of the bathrooms decorated differently. I've only seen like one or two of them.
Well, okay, I would be concerned if you've seen very many more.
I was walking past the restroom and this lady comes out and her husband is waiting outside the restroom for her. And as she comes out, she says, "That was cool. I enjoyed that." So I don't know what she was talking about. She enjoyed.
Or if she meant cool in the like, that's awesome sense, or cool in the like temperature.
Yeah. Maybe it was like a... The temperature of a brass toilet seat in a snowstorm. Okay. Which was used as a comparative measurement throughout my childhood.
You don't want to lick those things because your tongue would get stuck.
I wouldn't ever lick any toilet seat of any kind. Thank you very much.
Toilet seat stuck to your tongue. This is rather embarrassing. Although it'd be more like, this is rather embarrassing.
Thank you for that
double
image.
Dog dare you.
Oh, no.
Jeremy, what's something funny that's happened with you within the last week or that you think will have happened to you, like at the wedding or the rehearsal or anything like that?
Well, aside from my shenanigans all throughout the ceremony and the reception,
yeah.
You know, I'll probably be recruited to the CIA on my trip to the wedding, probably, because that happens. And, you know, I'll reject that because I'm already working on something top secret. For an undisclosed organization, probably. By then, anyway. Okay. You know, it all have happened in this last week.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it.
I think you'll have won the lottery.
Really?
Yeah.
That
and
too?
Then you'll, like, have accidentally left the ticket.
I know exactly what numbers I'll play.
4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 43?
No, you're close. Oh. Just that last one I'm going to tweak a little bit.
Oh. I thought I'd win something big with that.
Nope.
Oh. So you don't have anything interesting
no.
to share?
Okay. No.
You don't have anything that hasn't happened yet that's funny?
No. I mean, yeah. I know. Or
you haven't had anything happen that's not funny yet?
You haven't not yet had funny things that have yet to happen not happen yet? Funny yet?
I visited...
Wait. I got lost.
I used a time box.
Oh, that was like lost.
I used a time box, and I think there's some side effects.
That was awesome how you got them to be a sponsor last week.
Yeah, my contact really came through for me, but I'm not so sure about the product anymore because I'm experiencing some severe confusion having used time box.
Some little time lag or something.
I'd still like them to sponsor us in the future, but now, I just can't remember the future anymore, and I'm not sure whether I'm supposed to be able to or not.
Guys, when are we? Lost reference.
I came out of the time box and I said, "That was cool. I really enjoyed that." Oh, wait, am I borrowing memories? I'm so confused.
You were that lady coming out of the ladies' restroom.
Oh, gosh. That isn't what I meant.
Jeremy, there weren't any urinals in there.
Oh, that's why I was so confused. Wait, don't. See, the time
box
is leaving
so
me
cool.
Able to be persuaded to have stupid conversations.
Eric, since you haven't been around for all this craziness of these pre-recorded, pre-scheduled things automatically.
Pre-season games.
What's something funny that's happened recently that you would like to share with us?
Well, something that is both past, present, and future.
Whoa.
Funny.
It's like Evil Fleagon.
Yes. I have no idea what you're talking about. is the fact that I've been trying to teach my daughter to do your mom jokes. And I just kind of slide it in there. It's like, man, I don't know where she is. And my daughter will be sitting next to me on the couch. She'll be like, who? Your mom. I'll just break it out every once in a while. It's like randomly, like, it's just, it's part of my everyday speak. So then when I'm talking to her, it's like, she won't even get it. She'll look at me like, what? All right, it's time to brush your teeth. Or, you know, something like that. And it's like, your mom brushes your teeth. She's like, no, I do it myself, Dad. So it's very confusing. She doesn't get that it's actually a joke.
Nice.
And then if once she learns it, though, when she tries to play it on you, she's going to discover that she's talking about a different person.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's going to like throw her way off.
Your grandma is. that's bad. I should. Let's not. Okay. No grandma jokes.
But brothers and sisters, have I none, but this man's father is my father's son. That's what your daughter will be saying.
That's because the mom's a doctor. Oh, that's not the right joke.
Yeah,
that's the different classic like Cosby show joke they told that nobody could figure out. Remember that episode?
It's been a long time since I watched the Cosby yeah, show. Like
that MacGyver.
MacGyver though. I've been rewatching some of those through CBS.com. They're not as good the second time around.
No, not really.
It's kind of like leftovers. Lasagna. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, things change in TV production over the decades.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of things changing, though, we have someone that called in to share something with us. Ooh. So we get to play this.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Someone sent in a voicemail for us. They called our voicemail line 859-353-4322. I will say that slower and more pronounced later on. And I don't remember who this is, but let's hear what they had to say.
Hey, Mr. The Ramen Noodle. My name is John, and I was just listening to episode 39 of The Ramen Noodle, that is. And you're talking about people that drive, you know, in Cincinnati really bad. And I drive every day to work. And so I'm actually driving to work right now, if you can't tell. And so I wanted to just kind of look at a few people that are riding along with me, you know, like in the other cars, and tell you what they're doing, because they're most likely they're driving like idiots. Okay, so I got this guy over here in a white Ford. He's eating cereal. Yeah, good job, buddy. Yeah, keep that up. There's a girl over there in a black Maserati. No, I'm sorry, that's a Mazda. And she's putting on makeup. Yeah, it doesn't look like it's doing any good for her, though. But, hey, look at this. There's some idiot listening to a podcast talking on a cell phone. Oh, no, that's my rearview mirror. So just forget. Just delete that part out of there. Anyways, look, there's all sorts of idiots on the road. And I'm not one of them, though. This person passing me right now is driving way too fast. And I'm running late for work, so I guess I better follow behind them. Maybe I can draft. Anyways, you guys are doing a great job. Love listening to the show. Have a great week or something. Take care. Bye.
He could say have a great honeymoon, because that's where I am.
Oh, gosh.
That's where I am, too.
And that's where Jeremy is.
Inadvertently.
Yeah, you're...
Jeremy, yeah. You should get some kind of special technology before this actually airs.
Okay.
And then that way you can be on the honeymoon period with your technology.
Really?
Yeah. you know, like every iPhones, people with iPhones, they're on the right all the time. And
I'm gonna pass on that one.
It's great.
I'm gonna pass on that one.
Oh
yeah.
You could get iPhone 4s and then you could repurpose it and do FaceTime, but it'd be on your honeymoon, so you could call it Moon Time. That didn't wait. That's not right. I meant honey time. Wait, that's not much better.
You could repurpose it.
Oh my
goodness. Hey, I'm pretty sure that that caller was John Steinklobber.
I was thinking that too.
It sounded a lot like him, and he's got a commute that's like an idea. He'd have an idea to do that.
That's
call.
Hilarious. But,
yeah, he's going to be on the show sometime soon. I don't know when, but I've got several people lined up. Like last week, we had Chuck Norris come on the show.
Yeah.
No, up Chuck.
Yeah.
And we've got Eric Fisher on this week. Great guy.
When's he on? I want to miss it.
He's going to be on in 3 weeks. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
While I'm on my honeymoon. Wait.
Relative.
I'm on my honeymoon. No, wait. This is 3 weeks later.
You used the time box too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
It messes with your head.
Ever since we got them as a sponsor, I can't tell when the time is.
I know.
It is.
When we are. When we were.
If you guys want to share feedback with us.
By you guys, we mean the listeners.
Yes. You can send that to feedback@noodle.mx. Audio files may send in audio files. Or you can leave a comment on the show notes, the ramen noodle. The ramennoodle.com/47. Or you can call in to our listener voicemail line, just like John did. And that number is 859-353-4332. Wouldn't it be funny if that spelled your mom?
Yes, that would be.
But it doesn't.
Unlikely.
Sorry.
It does. Look closer. Just kidding. Doesn't.
Look closer. The numbers aren't what you think they are.
Numbers are evil.
Numbers are bad.
But
the numbers are bad. Yeah.
Speaking of things that are bad, Eric, you've got our featured story. So you're going to turn this bad podcast into an awesome podcast, right?
Yes. I will tell you about how I'm a horrible person.
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is gonna be good, I can tell.
Yeah, before he can use his female voice again, please tell us about how you're a horrible person.
All right, well, ultimately, I was thinking about the fact that Daniel would be on his honeymoon, and I was thinking back, and I'm like, man, I've just now, about 8 years ago, had my wedding. Wow. And I was thinking back and I'm like, man, it's been a long time since I had to do the whole dating thing. And I thought, I used to really stink at that. That was just really bad. I had, you know, a couple of long-term girlfriends and they all, you know, asked me out. I didn't ask them out.
At the same time?
Yeah.
You are a horrible person.
Long-term girlfriends? Like, do you still have them?
Gosh.
Okay.
You said had.
Oh, okay.
Had. Long-term, as in...
Not life-term.
Right.
I had a couple of lifetime girlfriends.
I was sentenced to a lifetime with you as my girlfriend.
Which one of us were you talking to?
Will you be my girlfriend forever? That was my impersonation of my high school voice before it cracked, and then I came up asking girls out. And no,
you were Justin Bieber.
I am Justin Bieber.
Oh my goodness, from the future.
Yes, from the Flash sideways future, Justin Bieber. Evil Justin. Wait, evil. He's already evil. Never mind.
Okay, continue. Oh, sorry. All right. I'm looking to see if evil Bieber is taken on Twitter.
Bieber Fleegon. Anyway.
Whoa.
I just replaced the word evil with Bieber and it fits. No, so I was thinking back and I'm like, there was this one point where... Literally, I had we were let me see here. It was a youth group conference, and it was in Philadelphia. So we had driven from New York to Philadelphia, and even though those are both on the East Coast, it was seriously like a 6 to 8 hour drive in a bus that was chartered to put all these youth group kids on it. So we go to this thing, and it's kind of like a competition where you do like singing and dancing and your mom jokes. And
did your mom jokes exist way back then?
Yeah, dude, your mom jokes are derived from your mama so fat type jokes that were from when I grew up in.
And she wears army boots.
In the mean streets. Yes. No, that's Sergeant Packett.
Oh, right.
And he's your mom.
Oh.
Surprise.
Hey.
Get out of here, Packett.
Sorry.
Kick you to the curb, Packett. And so what happened was, is basically, here's my advice to you, Daniel. It's always, when there's a fight, it's always going to be your fault. So you may as well get used to that. Because what happened in this case, and this actually taught me a really good lesson that this is why I came back to this story. This lesson is something that I learned and now use in my marriage, and it's really helpful to remember that you're always wrong, and so it's best to try and proactively, like ahead of time, figure out, oh, this could go bad. Let's avoid this. What happened was I went off and was hanging out with all my friends, and my girlfriend at the time was entering her art in one of these art show like competition things. Now, had I thought about it, I would have talked and, you know, checked in and said, hey, what's going on? And known that she really wanted me to be there for the judging, and I had no clue. I was oblivious. I was a guy.
Wow. Okay?
And guys and, are oblivious. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
So I'm off. I'm off taking really stupid, silly pictures with my friends all over like hotel lobby stuff and doing, you know, just, I don't know, trying to get
running around
pictures.
The campgrounds naked.
Yeah.
Different story. Sorry.
Different story. Same people. And,
is this before or after the shower incident?
What?
That's not.
Okay. Sorry.
You're bringing up other stories he wasn't prepared to share.
And from different podcasts.
Yeah. Oh. I'm holding back a comment from another podcast right now.
Okay.
Yeah. No, like we would go around and we'd try to get in pictures that other people were taking, like sneak in to a large crowd and pop our heads up and back while other people in there. And then we would do the same. And so anyway.
They call that photo bombing.
Yeah.
Not
so we were doing crazy stuff like that. Bombing. And so what happens is that we were gone and then I get back and this is the day before we're heading back and it's in the evening and I'm like sitting down for dinner and I'm like, hey, what's going on? You know, we went and did all this fun, crazy stuff. She's like, And I'm like, what's going on here? She's breathing quiet and I have no idea why. And so gradually I get to the idea where, okay, something's wrong. And I ask and I get explained to what, you know, sort of abruptly, you were doing that stuff. And I was, you know, and I'm like, oh gosh. Anyways, I still have memories of this.
Apparently.
Man, it's like vivid. So she's telling me about how, you know, I didn't check in, I didn't do this or that or whatever. And I was just
on
like
Foursquare.
Yeah. I was not mayor in her mind at the time.
Oh.
And I was ousted as mayor in her opinion at that point. And the worst part about it was the fact that like I just didn't even think about her. I thought about me only. I was being selfish. There's where I got in trouble. And but the worst part about it was this was the evening and I thought, okay, tomorrow we'll go home. It'll be fine. We'll, you know, hang out and whatever on the way home on the bus. It was a silent bus ride the entire way home.
That sounds
even
like
when we
song.
Stopped for lunch. Yes.
The silent country. Bus ride.
It's a silent bus ride. It was horrible. I've never. It was like the longest awkward pause in history.
Were there any crickets?
Yes. It was horrible.
No, even the crickets felt too awkward to make any noise. Right.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, it would be to the point where you know how big like charter type buses are, where it's two seats and then on the other side two seats, and it's that way on both rows the whole way up.
Yeah.
And I was on the inside and I couldn't get out, and she was sitting right next to me. So we still sat next to each other, which didn't totally make sense to me. It was like, okay,
it's because upset. Guys are oblivious.
Right, guys are really oblivious. So it's just like, okay, I thought this was fixed and it's not. Now I'm stuck here in this bus for 7 hours and it's torture.
If you'd been in an aisle seat, would you have jumped off the bus?
No, I just would have walked down and sat somewhere else and hung out. But I was stuck. Like it. The problem was is I was on the inside,
upside
on the bus,
side.
The window side,
wheels on the bus, wheels on the bus.
Go round and round, round and round.
Looking like a fool with the wheels on the bus. No, that's not how it goes. And I was at the window. So see, the thing is that if my friends would come up, especially the ones that I was hanging out with when I should have been with her, they'd get the icy stare when they'd come near to like talk to me, and they'd have to talk over her to get to me. And it's like, yeah, go away. You're making it worse. Stop. Don't be my friend right now.
Like, want to go hang out and get in some pictures?
Yeah.
On the bus?
Let's take some pictures up by the drive. So yes. I thought, so then about half, you know, some point in time we stopped for lunch and I'm like, okay, she doesn't want me around. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go sit separately so I can at least hang out and have some fun today. Wrong answer. Because then it was as if I had ditched her all over again. Just like, you didn't sit with me at lunch.
And oh my gosh.
When we sat back down, I'm like, no. Con.
Like, I thought you hated me, okay?
You dated a girl named Con? That's either like really scary or totally awesome.
Yeah, that was
wow.
So yeah, it was. So needless to say, that relationship ended.
Okay, I was wondering if this was going to end up being the girl you married.
No, it was not. But I did learn a lot, and that's what dating's for. So, kids, learn your lesson, and I mean, especially guys, don't be oblivious. That's my main point, is that, because then that's what came up multiple times in marriage since then, has just been like, oh my gosh, I'm being oblivious and I have a painful memory of that. I got to stop right now.
All the guys in the audience are saying, huh?
But maybe it's good to be oblivious at first, because maybe you shouldn't marry someone who can't take a little bit of obliviousness.
That's
huh? True. Oh gosh, thanks.
That didn't make any sense.
It did.
Sure it did.
Did. Your wife is awesome because she can forgive you for some obliviousness.
That is true. Every day she forgives my obliviousness.
So
be as oblivious
game,
as you can while dating.
The video game Oblivion is really about a guy trying to find a date.
Really?
I think he's looking in the wrong place, though, because it starts out in a sewer and he ends up finding all of these rats that he has to kill. And it's no wonder why he can't get a girlfriend, because he's completely oblivious down there in the sewer.
And when he comes out of the sewer, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know what happens then.
He should try
Froggy Winnicourton and meet his friends, meet his frog companions online.
Down there looking for frogs and all he's finding are rats.
Yeah,
what a metaphor.
Etoad.com or
what?
Oh, geez.
eribbit.com.
No, you shouldn't mention competitors to our sponsor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Go to sponsorsrock.com. Sorry.
Yeah. It's a, I can imagine that someday I'm going to have lots of funny stories about times that I've been oblivious after being married.
Oh, there will probably be times immediately after, right now, since you're already married.
Yeah, probably already.
Yeah, in the future.
I'm probably oblivious right this very minute.
You are podcasting.
There will be stories you won't be able to share.
Oh, my gosh. If you're really podcasting from your honeymoon, I'd say you're creating one of those oblivious memories right now.
Yeah,
if you really are, which...
You didn't tell me you were going to podcast during our honeymoon. I'm mad at you.
I'm sorry, darling.
Are you speaking as Eric or?
Yes, that was me impersonating a hypothetical other person.
A hypothetical
that other exists in real life. Yes. I don't know.
And yes, it's in the chat room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's listening to us live right now. Fiance Jenny. Or I should say wife, Jenny. Is
the
listening.
Timeline is breaking apart.
From the other room, she's listening as we podcast live during our honeymoon.
Oh, this is awkward since you already introduced me as being in the studio with you.
You're on our
That is strange.
I had to gag and blindfold you to bring you along in a suitcase so you wouldn't know where we were.
Oh my gosh.
So you're honeymooning at your house, but your wife is at a chat room. Jeremy is over for some reason, and you felt like calling me on Skype?
This is getting...
Best honeymoon ever!
The time, space-time continuum is breaking apart. Reality is, I'm losing it.
After this,
just in general,
I'm going to teach Jenny how to play Team Fortress 2 or Portal.
Are you really?
And then we're going to watch Lost.
Really?
So, yeah, we brought all 6 seasons with us to watch during the honeymoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like Eric said, best honeymoon ever.
Just like Lost.
Oh, good story, Eric.
Thanks.
Where are the monkeys to cheer? I mean, the audience monkeys.
The monkeys. Hey, you monkeys. Hey, it's time to cheer now. Yeah, here's a banana. Cheer for this. And watch what happens when I hide the banana.
We're not monkeys, you moron!
Wait a sec. So you brought the monkeys on your honeymoon, too.
They just follow people.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's kind of creepy.
It's more embarrassing than a barrel full of monkeys.
Barrel injected with monkeys.
Or, yeah.
Or shot full of, anyway.
Yeah. Something like that. Or, yeah.
Stammering. What's next? Anything?
Well, while I'm on my honeymoon, I figure it's a good time to share a weekly noodleism.
Okay.
The part of a show where I come out and confuse us all with English, blah, 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 and all that.
Oh, that was good. Record that and make that what you play every week.
You've heard the term homesick.
Yes.
Now, when people say they're homesick...
That's what your fiancé, now wife, is getting right now.
Can I come home yet?
Wait, you left? I didn't know you left. I'm kind of oblivious to these things.
Don't come back while the on-air light is on.
Your wife has left the building.
Does that happen?
I don't know.
You could rig it to happen.
So when you're homesick, people use this term, you know, I'm homesick. Is it I'm sick of being home? I'm at home sick? Or I'm sick and I want to go home? I suggest it means all three at the same time.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we live in 3 dimensions.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually 4,
well,
technically.
Oh.
But you have to say it really fast so it doesn't take up very much time. Then it only uses 3 dimensions.
Okay.
Or you say it kind of flat and then without any depth, kind of like this podcast.
Kind of like,
yes,
your
it's
mom.
Definitely flat.
With no depth. So here's what I think homesick should mean. It should mean that you are vomiting houses.
Oh.
Instead of blowing chunks.
Uh-huh.
You're blowing houses. You're vomiting houses.
I see. This it's has... It's like along the lines of upchuck.
Yeah. You know how people say, oh, I'm so hungry, I could eat a horse. Well, now you can say, I'm so sick, I could vomit a house.
You could say that, yes.
Yeah. So when someone says they're homesick, imagine them being so sick, they are literally barfing houses.
Barfing houses.
Which, if they ate a Monopoly set... could definitely be the case.
That could happen. Can we get a video of that?
Do not barf go. Do not collect $200. Oh,
do not upcheck $200.
Go straight to jail.
Definitely.
Get out of hurling free card.
Isn't hurling a sport?
Yeah. Oh.
Up north. Yes.
You see how far you can hurl or hurdle. Hurl. Wait, what? Wait. So... yeah. Imagine like it could be little greenhouses or little red hotels or Ooh. Just like a whole freaking house.
Yeah, the little red hotels might indicate you need to see a doctor.
I'm just still thinking of when you land on those things, you have to pay money to the person who owns them, so to speak. Although in a sense they've given them back.
That house is mine. Can't you tell? See, I ate that for lunch earlier and see it's there on the chimney. That's my house.
All right. Yes. I think it just means your home is making you sick.
So like my home is making me vomit little green houses.
Yep.
Or little green men.
Yes.
Little green men vomiting.
And you miss it.
Yeah.
I miss being at home coughing up little greenhouses.
Good times.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of good times, this has been a good time with the podcast.
I'm so tired now.
Yeah, Sergeant Packett seems to be kind of upset right now.
I'm okay with that.
So you also have a noodleism, though, before we end this good time.
Yes. And actually,
you've got to see a doctor about that, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's getting worse. Yeah, I thought of this one when I was listening to one of the other shows that you have done in the past few weeks, the episode called Boom.
Yeah, and that was, 3 or 4 weeks.
Several weeks ago.
4 weeks ago.
Yeah. Several weeks ago. And. You guys were talking about IP addresses, and I was waiting for you to finally go to where you were talking about, oh yeah, IP address. It's IP. It's the address that you when you have to go, it's the address you go to, but you finally got some reference to that in there. So I thought, okay, good. But there was another one that maybe you missed, which is the other use of the word address as in like a speech. So I want to suggest that when people start talking about IP addresses, that what they really mean is the speech that they give before or during having to go.
Wait, they give a speech before they have to go?
Yes. Like they...
I shall return.
I have to go. Do you want to come? Yeah. So apparently females this whole time have had a lot of IP addresses and we just didn't know it.
I was thinking you were going to say it's like presidential speech writers, P addresses.
Oh, gosh. Gosh, what?
That's what they put on their resumes. They say IP addresses.
Ouch. That one is definitely recorded at 10:15 p.m.
Yes.
I'm so good at writing speeches. They come out in my urine.
Stop. No, potty humor.
Oh. You're in trouble now.
You know the little song or the little thing? This little piggy went to the market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had steak. This little piggy had none. Well, the last one for geeks is who have to go to the bathroom is this little piggy went wee 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 all the way to 127.0.0.1.
Oh gosh. Wow. What about geeks who don't have to go to the bathroom?
I don't know.
Okay.
With all that Mountain Dew, are you crazy?
Yeah, they've got to go sometime. And when you got to go, the best place to go is Go-Aces. We ought to have a theme song for Go-Aces.
They should sponsor us.
Serious.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We could be the official podcast of Go-Aces. They could play ramen noodle episodes over the speakers in the bathroom.
Podcast to pee by.
Oh gosh.
Oh geez.
Is that your new tagline? Just remember, no. When you've got to go, you're not the only one.
You're not alone.
Whoa. That's a whole new level of creepy.
Who's there?
There are people standing beside you.
Are you still there?
Well, we've got to be not here. It's time to go.
It's time to be no longer present.
Yes.
So not here.
Great podcast, guys.
Thanks for all the privileges. So,
if you want to follow us on Twitter, I'm at twitter.com/theramennoodle. Jeremy, where are you?
Twitter.com/phlegon.
And you have to type it in exactly the tone that he spelled it.
Yep.
And Eric, where can we find you on Twitter?
Twitter.com/Eric with a K, the letter J, FISHER.
Cool. And what are you ready to like announce some project yet, or what's coming, or a website you want people to go to, like your blog or something?
EricJFisher.com is my blog for now. By the time this is released in the future, past, present, sideways, nothing will be up yet, but there'll be other stuff. I mean, there's already stuff up on my blog, but new projects, stuff that's coming out is not out yet. Dope.
Okay. Don't. Okay. I know what you're thinking.
Okay. I'll be quiet.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much for coming on the show, Eric. And thank
no
you.
Problem.
Thank you to our wives for letting us record. Thanks to I can say that now. Since nobody's listening is around anymore for him to say the same things that he says, you know, and all that stuff.
What? You're rambling now.
Yeah. So, Jeremy, any closing thoughts
as nope. We
close? Okay, good. Remember, follow us, all of that stuff. The show notes over at theramennoodle.com/47. Next time, life makes you feel like an amateur. Keep laughing, because you're not the only one. Thanks for listening.
I am so lonely. I have nobody.
Oh, wait,
you're missing something.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.